It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll talk about how bias in the technology industry finds its way into the products we use every day.
First, there's bipartisan support for a bill that would allow hemp farming here in Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers and farm groups made the case in a public hearing today on the proposed legislation.
Hemp has been confused for marijuana because it's also a form of cannabis, but hemp doesn't have the mind-altering properties that marijuana does. It can be used to make various products, like clothes, rope, food, and plastics.
Todd Richmond is a reporter for the Associated Press. He was at the hearing today. He joins us now. Todd, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, what case are lawmakers making here for letting farmers grow industrial hemp in Wisconsin?
Well, Representative Jesse Kramer and Senator Patrick Tustin are the lead authors of the bill, and their argument is that it's twofold. One, they argue that it gives farmers an opportunity to raise another crop that could be profitable, opening up more doors for them, giving them more opportunities. Their second argument is that hemp is used in a wide range of products, batteries, clothing, even flak jackets and building materials. And so they feel that there's a wide use for this product. And in fact, in World War II, it was widely used during the war effort.
As I understand it, Wisconsin was big in hemp back in the day. Is that right?
The state was one of the leading producers of hemp, especially during World War II, when Wisconsin produced 3/4 of the hemp grown in the United States during the war effort. But then demand plummeted, and China seize control of the market, and it's essentially illegal right now had been illegal until the 2014 Farm Bill.
Right. It had been a federal law made it basically impossible to grow this. Are other states already, now that they can, already tackling this and letting their farmers grow hemp?
Yeah, the 2014 Farm Bill authorized states to run hemp cultivation research programs. So that has opened the door for a number of states to begin legalizing hemp cultivation. Right now, there's at least 30 states, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, that grow or cultivate hemp in some capacity, including Wisconsin's neighbors, Minnesota, Michigan, and Illinois.
Part of the reason, of course, it's been illegal to grow hemp is that it's related to marijuana, but hemp does not equal marijuana, advocates for hemp are saying. What is the difference?
Basically, it's the amount of THC in the two strains of plant. Marijuana and hemp, I guess you could think of them as sort of cousins, but hemp contains a much lower level of THC that is not enough to produce a high like the marijuana plant can.
And one concern I've seen out there is that, okay, maybe people are growing hemp legally, but they might conceal illegal marijuana production on the same farm. Is that a concern?
Well, yeah, Jesse Kramer was asked that question this morning at a news conference about people trying to hide full-fledged marijuana plants within their hemp crop. And his response was that a hemp plant cross-pollinates so strongly that it would pollinate the neighboring marijuana plants and then dilute the THC in those plants so that the street value of the drug at that point would be greatly reduced. And there's always the possibility that someone could hide a marijuana plant within a corn crop or a soybean crop, potentially, or within other crops. So that was Jesse Kramer's response.
Talking to Todd Richmond from AP, looking at a proposal to legalize the growing of industrial hemp here in Wisconsin. And Todd, this would make it legal for farmers to do. Do farmers actually want it? What are we hearing from the farm groups in the state?
Well, nobody's registered against the bill. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and the Wisconsin Farmers Union have both registered in support. And the Farm Bureau President, Jim Holte, was at the news conference today that Jesse Kramer and Patrick Tustin held to promote the bill. So they're making a big push for this, and farmers, this bill would not just open the door wide open to hemp production. farmers would need to obtain a license from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and pay a fee for that license. So it would be regulated tightly by DACAP, would be the gatekeeper on who could actually grow and who couldn't. Anyone with drug convictions would not be allowed to grow hemp.
Is there a sense that this would be an economic difference maker for Wisconsin, at least according to supporters of the legislation?
Supporters of the legislation claim it will be. Ken Anderson, who runs Hemp Legacy out of Prescott, he produces seeds for use in other states, had said that you could generate as much as $900 an acre, according to him.
And you say nobody's registered in opposition to this at this point?
That's correct.
Where is this legislation now in the process?
It got a public hearing today in front of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and that is the first movement we've seen in the legislature on the measure, which was first circulated for sponsorship back in February. So this has not been a real high priority for a legislature that's been more consumed with finishing the state budget and passing the Foxconn Technology Group incentives package for their plants in southeastern Wisconsin. Now that they're clear of this, other bills are starting to surface, and we're seeing movement. This is one of them. So the next step for the Senate Agricultural Committee would be an executive session to approve the bill. That would clear the way for a full Senate vote.
Is there bipartisan support?
There are a number of Democratic sponsors attached to the bill, including Lena Taylor of Milwaukee, Chris Larson of Milwaukee, Melissa Sargent from Madison. So, yeah, there's a number of Republicans and Democrats that are together on this bill.
Todd, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Very good. Thank you.
Todd Richmond's a reporter for the Associated Press. He joined us to look at a public hearing held today looking at a bill that would allow Wisconsin farmers to grow industrial hemp.
Coming up, technology creators don't always reflect the audiences that use their products. We'll talk with our guests about how bias creeps into technology and find out how it affects us and our society. Stay with us here on Central Time.